Door. Look, why?
The doors don't go up like this?
Yes, come on now.
What are you talking?
Come on now.
You got me normal doors?
Normal door is a Tesla.
My dream car is an X.
But he still got you the
door. No, this is not my dream car.
Bro, chill out. Why are you acting like that, bro? Neighbor gonna come outside.
No, this is a piece of shit.
It's not a piece of shit. It's a Charger. I mean,
look,
a fucking
where
Tesla.
Where did you get it from? Why is it look so dirty?
I had to drive it here. I had to go in the HOV lane. We were trying to rush
here.
Bugs
on it. Like, how are you gonna know?
Do you know how much this car is? That's what I'm saying, bro.
Sea Kings, when you spoil these bedwenches with a new car, it'll always be not good enough. Because these females are built to be givers. So that's why it's they who should be giving us the new car. Especially with feminism, they have their own bag, their boss ladies, CEOs, and according to Beyonce, run this world. They've got money to spend. Drizzle, drizzle.
What I love about the Sprinkle Sprinkle Lady is that she's teaching women how to think like men. Men have always been taught how to take advantage of women. And women have been taught ways to let men take advantage of them. Teaching women to ask the question, what's in it for me? And she's not a gold digger. She makes her own money. But take this whole topic of money out of the equation. She's teaching women how to have hard boundaries and recognize red flags. She's explicitly talked about not sleeping with a man early on because he will get what he wants from you. And it's so funny because men are glorified for getting what they want from women. But the second that a woman says, I want to be financially compensated for this, all of a sudden she's a gold digger. And we know that the reality is that the amount of men who are actually capable of letting women take advantage of them financially is very low. And we know from the experiences of women who have been gold diggers, or they have had this unlimited amount of money given to them, can have anything that they want from their person, but their person still treated them like shit. They didn't want that arrangement because no amount of money would make it worth being with someone who is an absolute garbage trash bag of a person. And also, I think a lot of women get triggered by this gold digging concept because they have a deservingness wound. I know that I had this, and in the past I would get gifted by something by the person that I was with, and I would think I need to overcompensate because deep down unconsciously I felt like I didn't deserve this thing. Once a woman gets to the place where she realizes her worth, she realizes how much she actually deserves, and then she meets a man that is treating her well, not even spoiling her, not even throwing money at her, she realizes that ultimately the only benefit from being with a man comes down to things he can give you on top of what you are already giving yourself. That's how men think, right? Can provide for themselves, they've got friends, they've got hobbies, but they want a girl. They want to take advantage of a girl for all these reasons. But then a woman comes in and says, well, what if I want to take advantage of a man? And they can't handle that double standard.
This is why the soft guy era has become popular, because these females who get used by Chad and Tyrone for free now raise their so-called standards, which are really entitlements, extremely high for good men. And it's evident that most men are invisible to these secondhand females by the fact that they don't realize most men get used in the West. This is why there's a MGTOW reality. And the so-called dating coach, who's also known as the Sprinkle Sprinkle Lady, is a gold digger. She married her sugar daddy because before that, she has been ran through by successful alphas. Her so-called own money is making money on teaching leftover women how to be gold diggers. Top comment says, the men are the real gold diggers because it's easier to find a girl to manipulate than pay a cleaner, cook, therapist, partner, etc. Point taken. I got called a gold digger by a man who earned 75k less than me. I only date in my tax bracket now. I hate to spoil her fantasy, but since she's a high earner, she better pull out her wallet and woo those high-earning men because majority of the women want them. Sprinkle, sprinkle. Another female comment. There is nothing I need from a man, so if a man wanna be in my life, he better improve it immensely. If you don't need anything from men, then why aren't you spoiling a king? Drizzle, drizzle.
I'm in my soft guy era. If we break down on the side of the road and you can't change the tire, you can't even assess what's wrong with the vehicle, you are less than a 3 and you don't deserve a king like me. I'm sorry, but I'm in my soft guy era. If you don't even know how to use scissors properly, you are not worth my time. I'm in my soft guy era. If you can't drop $100 on my synthetic oil change, you're legit a 0.
This is exactly why these females need to pay up, especially if they're not an 18-year-old virgin, because a man would have fixed her car so she wouldn't have to roll around in the mud to break some scissors. By the way, how dumb do you have to be to use scissors to fix a car? Just shows why they need us kings more than we need them. These feminists claim all day they don't need a man until shit hits the fan. So for you kings who work on cars or can fix cars, she better be driving you like a chauffeur and open that door for you. And throw her Gucci coat on the puddle so you don't have to get your shoes wet when you get into the car. Drizzle, drizzle.
A lot of y'all dudes need to stop trying to play it off and just admit it. Like, a lot of y'all dudes really do want a man. Because I be seeing, like, dudes getting online talk about how they in their soft boy era and they want to be taken care of and they want dates and they want flowers. Like, why as a man do you want somebody to spoil you? Like, as a man, it should make you feel good to provide, to do for your woman. Like, What do y'all be doing out here? Like, y'all really be crying because y'all don't get the same stuff that women get. Like, y'all not women. Y'all are men. Like, what is y'all doing? Y'all just be too sassy. Like, y'all be wanting to... y'all be getting clear coats on your nails, clear coats on your toes. Like, what is y'all doing? I remember I took this... like, I don't care. Like, I spend money on anybody, even my friends. And I remember, like... I had took this dude to get some sushi, and I was just thinking about it, like, he's really a bad bitch. Like, he went shopping with me, and then I bought him some sushi. Like, a lot of y'all really want to be bad bitches. Like, y'all really want to be baddies. Like, what is wrong with y'all? Like, y'all be getting mad because y'all can't be women. Like, what is wrong with y'all? Like, who raised y'all? Like, y'all really be getting online talk about, and it's not fair that, like, girl, when has... y'all don't want us to be equal to y'all in no other way. Like, why is y'all acting sassy? Like, what is wrong with y'all? Like, y'all is, like, y'all want a man. Just admit it. If you want to be wine and dine and you want flowers, you want a fucking man. Just admit it. Watch. Next y'all going to be crying because y'all can't be bottle boys. Y'all going to start trying. Y'all gonna start trying to be bottle boys. Y'all gonna come out with a Speedo trying to dance and shit so y'all can get some money too, cause y'all gonna complain. Cause y'all don't, y'all funny, man. Y'all be wanting a man, man. This generation is a mess. Like,
who's gonna tell her? I swear, these females keep proving that allowing women to vote was a mistake. Ain't nowhere are men trying to be like females in the soft guy era troll. No one's trying to wear a dress or paint their nails like feminist kids. Funny how these bad wenches go to shaming men's masculinity when it's exposing them for trying to be like men. These females have careers like men, are loud, brag about getting laid, and are always trying to compete with men. This female's voice is even deeper than most men, yet she's trying to claim we gay. I'm gonna need a birth certificate because you're giving me Michael Obama vibes. I mean, Michelle. All men want is to be appreciated because we are human after all. Yet, these females claim real men want to be providers, which is code word for ATMs for bed wenches. Top comment asks, where the bag at? The female in the video responds, I had a husband do that for me. Get you a husband. Huh? So she failed at marriage? What a shocker. Who would have thought she's single? You mean no man wanted to close their eyes and think they're with another man because her voice is so deep? Another comment. All I hear is broke. And the deep voice female in the video responds, and so what if I am? Then you're useless, dust bunny. Only virgin 18-year-olds can be broke. Someone asks, so there's something wrong with wanting to be treated? And she responded, no, but expecting it is an issue. Wow, these females expose themselves without us even talking. This is the main issue with modern women. They expect everything for just existing. This reverse psychology was one of the best trolls ever.
Y'all gold digging asses done messed up. They done shut it down. Y'all talk about y'all want to be queens, queens, queens. They want to be kings now. Y'all done shut it down. Y'all gold digging asses. Y'all asked in the microphone how much y'all should spend on the first date. Talk about $200, $300, cash at me this, cash at me that, pay my rent. They done shut it down on y'all. They drizzling.
And she's right. The modern woman has turned into a gold digger.
Men want us to be their servants. Men don't want anything from you. We're in our soft guy era, Drizzle Drizzle. We've checked out. We're tired of providing and protecting for women that don't give a damn about us and constantly complain about the masculinity that it takes to provide and protect. You call it toxic. So we quit, Drizzle Drizzle. We don't need you to do anything for us, Drizzle Drizzle. Matter of fact, it's time for you to lead the way with your wallet, Drizzle Drizzle. If you want to be with one of us, then it's time for you to pay for it, Drizzle Drizzle. We've given up, we quit, we checked out. Everything that we do is wrong, even though we built the country that you live in. We've given you a whole world, and you're still unappreciative, Drizzle Drizzle. So it's time for you to take the lead with your wallet, Drizzle Drizzle, and pay for us men. Drizzle Drizzle.
Couldn't have said it better why men started the soft guy era. The bottom line is that, as the Passport Bro hashtag indicates, we don't have to choose modern women and we'll still have someone to love us in a traditional country. While these modern women are a laughingstock in the rest of the world and will die alone because most men in the West have at least gone MGTOW. Top comment says, y'all will be drizzling, that real men will still be providing, protecting, and possessing. Feminine will drizzle. Period. The real men aren't going to romance these secondhand females. They'll bang them out, but that's about it. Man in the video responds to her comment, that's the problem, we no longer want to be real men, Drizzle Drizzle. There's no honor in paying your bills. Protecting you, no honor, Drizzle Drizzle. More like we no longer want to be traditional men for these deceptive thoughts, because they're not traditional women in the first place. The average female in the feminist West is closer to a streetwalker than a wife or girlfriend. My mother didn't treat me like a prince for another woman to treat me like a peasant. Drizzle Drizzle. I've said this many times, most men in the West undervalue themselves, and it's because the feminist society has devalued men to uplift women. Ladies, y'all said you can do better, prove it. Drizzle Drizzle. The problem most of these bedwenches have is that they think just because they're a midnight booty call for the top 10% men, doesn't mean they're relationship qualified for these men. Those men got the goods already, so why would they pay full price for something they already got for free? Even these top men are joining the soft guy era movement in real life.
I don't know what's going on or if anybody else could relate, but this generation of men want to be chased so badly, and I'm not about to do it, princess. I swear to you, they're looking for like good morning texts. They want flowers sent to their job. They want date nights planned. Like the last couple of guys that I've been speaking to or spoke to, they wanted me to chase them. And I promise you, you got the wrong one. These guys are in their soft girl era. What is going on?
Gotcha, bitch!
I hate to break the news to her, but she's one of many. There's nothing special about her. Matter of fact, her entitled attitude makes her much less desirable. Who wants to be around her complaining all the damn time? That's a massive mood killer. Can't even relax when she opens her mouth. She really thinks her used box is more valuable than these top men that most women are chasing. Every year, a new crop of 18-year-olds become eligible. And they are younger, hotter, and less jaded than this 304. So why would a man pick a rotten fruit on the ground when he can get a fresh one straight off the vine? If she wants the attention of these top men, she better put in a bid. With a budget and a full plan, how she's gonna make a man's life easier. Because the market has spoken. Drizzle Drizzle.
So apparently there's this new thing going around where all men are calling themselves, you know, they're saying that they're in their soft guy era. And I have a message to all you men out there. You're not men. You're kinks. And you know what? So am I, baby. Matter of fact, I'm a 10. And you're a 10 as well. Soft guy summer, baby. We ain't going nowhere. Drizzle Drizzle, baby.
Hot girl summer is being replaced by the soft guy era. No more free vacations for you bedwenches. Drizzle Drizzle. Matter of fact, summer is the time when you leftover women need to get a second job so you can afford one of us kings. Because after 50 years of feminism and claiming you're strong and independent, there is no excuse to be broke. Drizzle Drizzle.
You will have men out there with one little measly stream of income
but have all these women's phone numbers in their phone, cheating on whoever they're with, acting like they're, you know, a prize and a gift, but got one stream of income that could be snapped like this, you know? So when people are out there acting bolder than what they are, and they live in poverty mindset, thinking that they're the prize, I'm talking about men here, laugh at them, because it is comedy. It is comedy if you are a grown man trying to split bills with a woman that you're sleeping with. It is comedy that you are a grown man with one stream of income and think you're the prize. It is comedy that you feel like you're all that when you have a boss who says you might not be all that tomorrow. And then guess what? You're looking for a couch to sleep on or a pick-me-up for shelter. In this day and age, in this society, if a grown man who's supposed to be financially successful only has one stream of income, then what if he loses it? Then he loses you.
Now that's comedy. If a guy is able to sleep with a female for half off or for free, he's a genius. It's comedy that these females who claim they don't deal with dusty men have been conned by dusty men. Otherwise, they wouldn't be worried about what's in a man's pockets. These females have PTSD from broke men, so why should we wine and dine these thoughts when Ray Ray and Pookie got to hit it for free at their mom's house? A female comments, "New question unlocked. How many streams of income? Does this bedwench know if a man has more than one stream of income, he's not even going to reply to her dusty ass?" New question for the females, what's your body count? Because the more you have, the more money you need for that down payment. Drizzle, drizzle. Another comment. My ex getting with a newly single mom of three kids to legit pay half the rent for him. Joke's on her. That dude is winning. That soft guy era in full swing. The single mom is one of the lowest value women out there, so she definitely needs to pay to keep a man around. And this is to all the men out there, you need to demand to get paid if a single mom wants you in her trash ass life. A modern woman comments, I need many streams of income so I know if someone tells me they only got one, that person is a friend automatically. And there's the catch. These females are acting like making money is easy, when most of them make money based off of their looks. They're a waiter at a restaurant instead of the cook, so simps will give them big tips. They're a diversity hire because the company by law is forced to hire more women, so the company creates BS jobs for the females, while engineers need to keep the company running, where these females simply open their legs for some type of adult performer work like OnlyFans or The Pole. Men don't have that type of luxury. They need to produce value which adds to the bottom line of a company or a business. Meaning, because companies can fire men at the drop of a hat, for even no reason, men have to make sure their boss knows they're being productive. So these females talking about making multiple streams of income in reality can barely make one stream of income because they don't know how truly hard it is to make money.
Why do men make me feel inadequate and incompetent when I don't have a job? And what can I say to them? Well, here's my answer. Tell them you don't need a job. You need a man that makes enough money for the both of you. How about that? Then they feel incompetent and inadequate all of a sudden.
See, what Shira does is she produces broke women. Broke, begging women. See, us soft guys, we recognize that. We see that. And we can spot that from a mile away. So a real woman does not listen to Shira. See, as a soft guy, we don't want a woman that needs us. We want a woman that wants us. It's a big difference. So when a woman has her own, we know that she's just not using us because she doesn't have anything. It's a want, not a need. So when a woman is broke, she needs a man for his money. She doesn't really like him like that. She just likes him for his money and what he does for her. Because she doesn't have her own. This is why I tell you, fellas, don't date broke women because they need you. They don't want you for real. It's a big difference. See, a real woman gets her own money and handles big business. What they say in that song? I love her cause she got her own. She don't need mine, she leaves mine alone. But a woman that's looking for a man's money, saying he has to make enough for two, she's poor, gets poor vibes. We can't deal with that. We don't want that. It's 2024. Those older women didn't march for nothing. They wanted their rights. Now I'm going to need you women to start abusing that right. It's 2024. Those women didn't march for no reason. Use y'all rights. Get that money. There's no reason to be broke in 2024. No reason. No reason. So the fact that these women are still trying to finesse men out of money, it blows my mind. Put that effort into a job. This is why the soft guy era exists. The drizzle exists. We're exposing it. We don't care.
See, the sprinkle Deceptathot, who started the trend which Drizzle is mocking, is telling modern women who are broke to find a traditional man who will provide. And the problem is that not only are these modern women not real women, but they don't even provide a wife or girlfriend value back. So as the guy said, that's why we don't deal with broke women anymore, because they're looking for a handout, and that's extremely suspect. Might as well pay for a professional streetwalker then, because at least you know you're getting the box in a timely fashion. These Deceptathots won't even provide you with that after a month of expensive dates. Like he said, it's 2024, no reason for dust bunnies.
Simone Biles is saying, I know what my man brings to the table. That's why I was chasing him. I have no problem saying that I chased this man because I understand the value of having this man as my husband. A lot of these women don't like the fact that no matter how much you accomplish in your career aspect, when you are in a relationship with a masculine man, it's going to call you to rise to the occasion. A lot of women are upset because they don't want to rise to the occasion. They want to be able to disrespect him, not follow his lead, act like a know-it-all, have the last word in the argument, not grow, not evolve, not change. They feel that the only way a woman should be happy with a man is if he is bowing to her and kissing her feet. If he's sure of himself and he also has value within himself, that's not good enough for them. They don't want to hear that. They're like, no, sis. No, no, girl. Humble him. Say something so we could expose him. And for what? Because she chased her husband and because he said as a man that he believes that men are the prize in relationships.
You see, guys making her chase you works. Modern women live for that chase. And that's the only way they'll respect you, if they have had to earn it, like invest their own money in a relationship. For those who don't know who Simone Biles is, she's the attractive female Olympic gymnast, and she, who's in better shape than most women on earth, realized that she has had to chase a man that she wanted, because obviously she wanted a top 10% physically gifted man. She's also super famous and rich, and she's young, so she realized she might as well cash out and get the best value man she can. The guy she married, I don't know who he is, but he demanded his soft guy era and he got it. And this marriage has gotten all these bed wenches triggered, their panties in a bunch because it looks like the guy won. If they divorce, Simone is going to have to pay alimony and child support for 18 years if they have a kid.
Overlying topic, Simone Biles and her bitch ass husband whose name is Jonathan. Subtopic, they were recently on a podcast and it has the internet feeling ways because the way that he talks about their relationship is so fucking unfavorable. Body. Hey, girls. So, the two were recently on a podcast, right? The podcast is hosted by two men. I don't know who they are. God bless them, though. I don't know if they were exclusively interviewing Jonathan, but it did feel like that they were primarily, like, pretty much only talking to him. And when they were talking to him, they were like, hey, so, John, as fun as we're having talking with you about football, how did you bag such a fierce diva like Simone Biles? AKA, John, if we wanted to talk about football, bitch, we'd talk with somebody who starts. Not your free agent fucking self. And if we wanted to talk to a champion athlete, Simone Biles is in the building, girls. So why the fuck is she with you? And Jonathan was like, oh, well, we met on Raya, which is basically Celebrity Tinder. And he was like, you know, she swiped on me. She liked my picture. She drove 45 minutes to see me. And when she came up on the app, I had no idea who she was. Like, it said Simone Biles. I had no idea who she was, but it said gymnast, and that piqued my interest. Little deeper into the podcast, conversation. And one of the hosts is like, so Jonathan, does she ever like do anything that's like just like crazy athletic stuff around the house? Like, is she ever in the driver's seat and you're like, no, I'll drive. And she, you know, does a backflip over the car or anything. And Jonathan's like, no, mostly like she'll just be in the splits. Like she'll just hit a split or she'll send me a picture and her arm or her leg is all the way up here, you know? And the hosts are like, bro, I think she's trying to send you a message. It turns into the meme with the three Spider-Men, like, I love you, bro. No, I love you. You want a kiss on the mouth? Type shit. And I just think this, like, underlying weird-ass sexual tone of, like, yeah, I had no idea who the bitch was, but I figured she could do a fucking round-off back handspring onto the cocky. What the fuck? Like, bitch, that's your wife. Watch your mouth. Bitch, you are not the catch. Matter of fact, who are ya? You know? Here's the part that's like, when you like really analyze the shit, one could argue hyper-analyze doing too much. this is the part that's very fucking ugly to me, is that he is like over 6 foot, lighter complected, deep ass dimples, hazel eyes. She is an Olympic gymnast. Gymnastics scientifically stunts your fucking growth. So she's probably about 4'11 of straight muscle, bro. You know what I mean? Ain't no Coke bottle. Not the body of a goddamn. Ain't none of that shit if you want to be a real champion gymnast. You got the body of a goddamn tree trunk. And I'm not saying, like, I'm not saying no ill shit to her. Bro, if anything I'm saying is a hate crime, my fucking bad. But what I do think is, for the first time, perhaps ever, Simone Biles is getting attention from a man, and it is not, like, due to her athletic capability. You know what I mean? It's not like, holy shit, bro, you can fucking do handstands and this and that, and you're an amazing athlete. It's like, so what can you do sexually? Which is new, and which is, as girls, what we are taught, like, here's how you know you're desired. When he is sexually interested in you. He's not just interested in, you know, your fucking athletic capability. Because he even said in the interview that sometimes someone will be like, yeah, bitch, you looked a little slow today. And he says in the interview, he's like, girl, stop. And he's like, I wouldn't let any other woman tell me that. And it's like, well, you should let her tell you that. Because in this whole interview, you're bitching about, they looked over me. No, bitch, nobody looked over you. They actively said, they looked at you and they said, not good enough. And then they looked at your wife 3 years in a row and they said, AP's gymnast of the world, of the year. Year after year after year. But it, like, he's regarding her as something other than her career. He's like, okay, but how can you do for me as a sexual being? Which is like enticing because it's new. So in the podcast, they pan over to her a few times and she's just like, ha ha ha, laughing in the corner. And it's fucking sad to me. And honestly, I hope the fuck that she has a prenup, because I know that that bitch, being Jonathan, has probably made like $100,000 in the fucking NFL. And she probably made like a smooth million off of a singular brand sponsorship. Where am I saying this from? My one bedroom apartment on the east side. Do I give a fuck? None. To Jonathan, I have this. I can't even give you two relaxed middle fingers, bro. I need you to know where I'm coming from. And that's straight from the heart. Girl, fuck you.
And this proves it. No matter if she's legit famous or not, you treat her like a celeb, she'll treat you like a fan. So the king played it right. He knew his worth. And the female in the video described him as over 6 feet tall, dimples, former athlete, and complained that that's the only thing he brought to the table. That's what you females demanded is the bare minimum. So you should be mad at Simone for having those standards, because she had to pay for them literally. Not the dude who took advantage of those standards. His genetics are top of the line, especially when females demand the man to be handsome as well. Simone knew that she was one of many females vying for that top spot to be with him. Doesn't matter if she's rich and famous, a box is still a box. So, I love it how this triggered these feminists. And if we keep these standards up, these deceptive thoughts are going a short circuit. And I'm all here for the entertainment.
I'm afraid that men are about to learn rule number one of capitalism. In order to negotiate, you have to bring value. And in order to strike, you have to be able to take something away from the person that you're trying to strike against. That is the meaning of a strike. It means withholding something until you get your needs or conditions met. That's a strike, okay? So I just have one question for all of y'all. What is that thing? Go ahead. What is that thing? What are you going to withhold from women in any meaningful way that is going to force us to meet your conditions and demands? What will it be? Go ahead. What will it be? What will you withhold from us? Have you thought about that? Have you thought about what it is you can meaningfully withhold from women in order for your movement to be effective? Because I guarantee you, in less than a month's time, tops, I promise you, everybody's going to forget about this. Do you know why? Because there's nothing at stake. There is nothing at stake. And let me explain something else to you. Without the forceful withholding of women's human rights away from them, there's nothing in our society that is dependent on men marrying women. But there is a lot at stake for women marrying men. You know how you know that? It's because the government is getting involved. Because our rights are getting removed from us again. Because a lot of things in our society rest on the laurels of women's unpaid labor. Do you understand that? Women have been going on strike and withholding that labor. and that labor is so valuable that not only are men getting their panties in a bunch about it, but the government is getting involved. And they're reversing our rights to our own bodies and to our own freedom and our own safety. And that's how you know our shit's working. You know what the government's gonna do when there's too many single men? They're gonna start a war or something and send y'all to die. That's what they're gonna do. Don't be crazy. Y'all need to get your shit together and try to survive. Because I'm telling you, it's not gonna work like it did for the women. It's simply not. Let's really think about it. Let's unpack this, even. I'll lay it all out for you. You bring nothing to the table by default. Nothing. Nothing. When you start to talk about, you know, we're gonna not date women, so what? Women don't want to date most of y'all anyway, and you talk about it's the men who have figured this out. It's y'all's whole, you know, 80-20 theory, where, you know, 80% of women only want to date the top 20% of men. Yeah. You understand why that is, right? It's because men aren't shit. Like, 80% of men bring nothing to the table, to the point where women only want to date the top 20% of guys, because that's the only tangible value that y'all bring to somebody's life, is being either really good looking or making a lot of money. Those are your only tangible values. So you are already not as valuable as women, because only a small percentage of you actually represent something that women want, okay? Something that women actually want. So for you to remove yourself from the dating marketplace means nothing, because you've already been sitting on the shelves. Do you understand that? You've been sitting on the shelves and nobody wants to pick you up. Rule number one of capitalism is supply and demand. There's simply not enough demand for y'all to be going on a strike. Like, it just simply isn't. There's not. What y'all did was overestimate your hand. Like, you overplayed your hand. You overvalued your stock value. You overvalued yourselves. People only care about y'all being single insofar as it's gonna threaten other people's lives. Do you understand that? That's, you bring negative value to society. Like, oh my God, like, I hate to break this to you, but you literally bring negative, you take away from society. Y'all, like, murder people. So weird how giving people easy access ramps in the form of unpaid human labor, and this applies to white people as well, amazing how that will just take away your ability to think critically about your own value, because your rights haven't been constantly taken away and you haven't been abused by every system that you were forced to fucking exist in, that you stop questioning, like, what value do I actually bring to the table? The systems that allow you to exist so freely without thinking about anything at all have ruined your ability to think critically about things. So you perceive your own value to be so high while not realizing that your value is artificial. It's been given to you, and other people are not treated the same as you. And in the same way that white people love to brag about culture that doesn't belong to them, that they didn't create, that they have simply just been benefiting from, not only culture, but also actual physical value and labor and everything like that. White people take credit for it in the way that's like, oh, well, you built all this. And it's like, no, you didn't. You took credit for it, right? And it's in the same way that men take credit for women's invisible labor. And if you really want to talk about providing, the title actually should not be provider. It should be bringer. That's all that y'all do. You've only ever brought money to the table, which a woman is forced to sit because it's her only way to get money. And you know what? Now that women don't have to do the table thing, they can just go to the same place that you go and get their own money. They don't want to come to the table with you to even negotiate. So y'all are sitting over here yapping about your movement, and women are over here getting money, living by themselves. And they don't want your money. And men will be like, my kids, my house. Who made those children? Whom did they pop out of? For you to call them yours. That's insane. As far as the house, men will literally live in like the equivalent of a prison cell until a woman comes along and provides everything that's needed to make that house a home. And again, up until very recently, the only damn reason a woman would even need a man to provide the home first is because she didn't have access to money or to buying her own home. So in order to have a home as a woman, you had to get married and wait for a man to buy you a house to live in. And guess what? Women are now buying more houses than men. So they can provide their own house. I think the biggest thing I want you to take away from this, if you're a man, is that the only time you have ever brought something to a woman's table is by taking it away first from her, by withholding her access to necessities and things that she would need to survive. So what are you going to withhold? The only thing that men typically bring to the table are their needs and wants. What women can bring to a man's table, those things are priceless. That's why y'all literally had to trap us before, and you have to trap us still. Because you refuse to value the actual worth of our labor and contributions. Whereas that same thing is not happening to you. Because you don't contribute anything. You come and you take, you receive. It's actually the women who give. Do you know what I mean? To give something means to know how to do it. Best, at best, most men bring. You have the usefulness of a retriever. You bring stuff. Again, that only used to be valuable because you used to not allow women to step out and bring the stuff for themselves. And now that women can, they don't need you to fetch anymore. It's like when a dog doesn't understand that you've already stopped throwing the ball and it just keeps, you know, going and looking for the ball. Like, there's nothing. We don't need you for anything. Officially, like, don't need you for anything. So what can you withhold? I'm asking you. My brothers, please think before you start these stupid ass movements. You look like fools. You look like clowns. It's embarrassing. It's painful to watch. It's cringy. Like, everything that y'all are doing, do you ever wonder why it centers around setting women back 50 years? Like, this whole movement that you're not going to date any non-traditional women. Like, why do y'all want women back into that position? Because you're weak and you have to force women down. And I'm telling you, when there's too many of you, when there's too many single men, the government's going to do something about it. Because they're not going to have y'all up all the schools, okay? They're not going to have y'all doing that for much longer. They're going to figure out a war to send y'all off to. I promise you that. So be careful. Bargaining with stuff that you don't have. What's on the table? What's at stake? Bonus points if it's not violence against women. Bonus points. Because that's, again, that's you're going backwards. You're so weak, you have to subjugate women by hurting them. And please think about why.
I just feel like you guys really overestimated y'all's usefulness on this.
Frankly, until you can withhold something very specifically that would detract from women's lives, then the strike has no legs. Because please answer me, on a scale, on a large scale, what do most men bring to most women other than things that are negative and put their lives in danger? Even if a well-meaning man gets you pregnant, he's put your life in danger. So you're not bringing that to the table. Even if a well-meaning man has told you to quit your job and stay home, and then 15 years into that, he gets hit by a bus, something happens to him, what has he brought to the table? And who's going to care when that woman goes out there and tries to find a job with 0 out of 15 years of experience? Things that y'all provide hold women back and endanger their lives. Frankly, women can still have those things without you. Like, women can still be a full-time mother and a full-time homemaker without y'all. They just do it after work. And a lot of women do that while they're married too. So technically full-time is 40 hours a week, right? Yeah. She can still be a full-time homemaker and mother, even without a man. Can you believe that? She would just have to have a job. What else? Do y'all on a large scale bring compassion, empathy, emotional intelligence to the table? No. Women typically get that from their friends and family. So what are you taking away? What are you taking away? Women don't depend on you for those things anyway. But you know what you do? You depend on women for safe emotional spaces. You depend on women for children. You depend on women for support. You depend on women to put their lives on the back burner in a system where they will be forced to exist if something happens to you. Women bring a lot of sacrifice to the table that men know nothing about because it happens without them. It happens at the cost of their own communities and support systems, not at the cost of men. So you can't remove anything from the table where women are already sitting at with each other. You're not providing nurturing energy. You're not providing any kind of emotional support. You're not providing any kind of labor that you don't get paid for. So you come to that table to sit there and to take. You don't come there to provide. Women provide. You maybe bring, at best you bring, but 9 times out of 10, you just take. You come to sit and take and benefit and prosper at somebody else's expense. Again, this goes for white people as well. So what have you taken away? Nothing. If anything, you've taken away stress and trouble by removing yourself. It's supply and demand, my brothers. It's very simple, okay? Pick up a book and figure it out. Figure it out quick, because it's not gonna end well. You'll be forgotten in 2 weeks. Whew, Godspeed and good luck, fellas.
Who's going to tell her? It's just a joke, but this trend exposed her for being ignorant. So she better be paying double for whatever king she's lusting after, because goddamn, the ignorance is a vibe killer. Can't have a soft guy life when she talks. Marriage is a retirement plan for these dusty bunnies, because that and child support can make a man a slave for 18 years, even if he's living in his own car and doesn't have enough money to feed himself. Let me assure her that females in the West haven't been doing wife and girlfriend duties, yet society is still running. It's the 70% of men who are invisible to these broads that keep the world running with these critical jobs. The roads aren't going to pave themselves, the fires aren't going to put themselves out, nor are the pipes going to get unclogged. The most liked comment at 10k likes says, the market value of that D isn't giving the leverage they expected. It's not just the D that men provide. However, these cat ladies are still unhappy with their dildos and vibrators. Weird how they cry themselves to sleep despite claiming they don't need a man. Another comment. They are going to refuse to allow us to do their laundry. And the feminist in the video responds, oop, that's one. Most modern women don't even do the laundry to begin with. Again, the West has HOE inflation, because never in the time of history have men done so much more to get the least quality women. Another feminist comments, never interrupt your opponents when they're making mistakes. My God, these females are clueless. They don't understand anything. It's them on social media that has showed the world how low value and embarrassing modern women really are. Us men in the West aren't looked as incompetent anymore when we go abroad because everyone understands the joke we deal with in the feminist West.
Hey, you better keep this one, bro. I ain't lying. See the boys up. 1,000 points with this one. Woman goes viral after buying her boyfriend anything he wants. And he definitely better get you whatever you want too, queen. Because God leave, boy. That man better not be cheating or nothing. She done sent this man a damn payment for a scat pack. I know the haters in the back, like, well, it ain't paid for this, that, the third. Hey, baby, the damn payment is all I need. I ain't lying. I mean, I got my own money, though, but I'm just saying, like, if you want to be generous, you know, and look out for your man, the damn payment is all I need, baby. I handle the big boy payments. Hey, look at that cash out, though. 4 bands. What else she done need? She said, I'm such a lover girl, for real. In 2022, I tattooed a dude name. Got the tattoo, you know it's real. 2023, I paid for a dude some veneers. In 2024, I sent a damn payment for a scat. I can't wait to find out what next year bring. Might buy him a house. Hey, this is where it's at right here. See, most of these women in 2024, this new generation in dating, you know what they want? Take. You ask them, you think they gonna do something for your ass? Hey, you better find you another woman because they ain't gonna do shit for you, bro. They gonna just take all your money, run you dry, and go take the next man.
See, dreams can come true. These modern women have to work just like all of us. Matter of fact, a new study claimed more women are homeowners than men. So we just gotta raise our standards, just like the kings or king did in this video. Especially one who wanted a down payment for a new car. In conclusion, if you stay in the feminist West, either go MGTOW or get the soft guy lifestyle, kings. Drizzle drizzle. As always, I wish you tremendous success. Now it's your turn. What do you think? Let me know your thoughts in the comments section below. Remember that if you leave the best comment, you'll get $5. Thank you so much for watching. If you found value in this video, hit the like and subscribe buttons, ring the notification bell so you don't miss out on future uploads, drop a comment, and share it. See you in the next video. Till next time.